This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two Israeli television stations that had been saying the country's parliamentary election is too close to call now predict a narrow win by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. With the ballot still being counted, Likud and its right-wing coalition partners are forecast to control the most seats in parliament. But challenger Benny Gantz, the former military chief, is still claiming victory for his blue and white party. Netanyahu is hoping to win a fifth term as prime minister, even as he faces corruption charges. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the public will soon see a version of the special counsel's Russia report on 2016 election meddling. He and his aides are working to remove information that is not permitted to be made public. Barr testified before a House committee on Tuesday.
We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
Barr told the committee about Justice Department efforts to protect future elections from foreign interference. He said securing elections is a key issue for the agency. The U.S., Britain, and Norway are demanding that Sudanese authorities deliver a credible plan for political transition after deadly demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a fourth day. The three Western countries said that failing to offer a transition plan risk causing greater instability. The Sudanese people are demanding a transition to a political system that is inclusive and has greater legitimacy. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union will grant Britain another delay to leave the EU, according to a draft statement by the bloc's national leaders. Anna Brevin reports British Prime Minister Theresa May is aggressively trying to keep the Brexit plan alive.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Brevin reporting. An American man is being held without bond here in the U.S., charged with plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at National Harbor in his home state of Maryland. Federal prosecutors believe Rondell Henry was close to carrying out the attack in a stolen truck.
Based on our investigation so far, this defendant appears to have formed a plot to harm large numbers of innocent people and taken concrete steps to execute that plot.
The 28-year-old suspect was arrested Monday before police believe he was heading to National Harbor, a hotel, retail, and entertainment complex where there is a steady flow of pedestrian traffic. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee chairman acknowledged Tuesday that hate crimes in the U.S. have risen in recent years and that recent violent acts fueled by animosity were committed on those perceived to be non-white. The hearing was prompted by last month's mass shooting at a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, where the shooter live-streamed part of the massacre on social media. Kristen Clark of the National Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law said white nationalist movements are tearing away at the fabric of the United States. She also said that African Americans have experienced generations of racial terror and that the FBI statistics show they remain the single group most frequently targeted for hate. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads for Washington Wednesday, a day before his meeting with President Trump. Moon said previously he hoped his trip here to the U.S. will revitalize stalled talks with North Korea that collapsed after Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. Moon is scheduled to meet with President Trump on Thursday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.